Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is August 14th of 2012. August 14th. Wow. What did I want to talk about today? Well, first of all, I'm coming to you live from my workshop. Today, my daughter had her swimming lessons in the morning, and then she was called by a friend to go over and have a play date. So I've got part of the afternoon to myself. There's a few little things I wanted to get done in the workshop, and that's why I'm here. But I just thought I'd audio boo for a few minutes about the London 2012 Olympic closing ceremonies. I watched it yesterday, bits and pieces, not the entire thing, but I did record it. So at some point I might sit back and take in the whole three-hour spectacle. However, what I did see, I enjoyed very much. I like the idea of the retrospective of all the English musical groups. And I have to admit, some of the best music groups have come out of England. And, I mean, obviously, there's the obvious, you know, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, which, funny enough, were absent from the closing games. Even a reference to them was absent. I don't know. I think they're on a world tour right now, so they may not have been available. But at least at least acknowledge them. The Rolling Stones. Led Zeppelin, that was another group that was not acknowledged. And then there was one musician that was not acknowledged, which I'm not surprised, although he has been called one of the most influential artists of, I want to say the decade, but it's more than that, it's not quite the century, but I guess our generation, I suppose, and in his music niche, and I'm talking of none other than Gary Numan, the synth god. And it's funny. Yesterday, I was working with my digital audio workstation. I think I've mentioned this before. I found one called Reaper, which is really, really good, and yesterday, I was trying it out on my new laptop. One of the reasons I bought this laptop is to get a little bit more power, a little bit more juice to be able to run Reaper and record more than one track. Because my old laptop just couldn't do it. After I added the second track, then there was such a delay when I'd push the keys on my MIDI controller that it would just die out. So I'm fooling around with Reaper, and I'm going to this site called VST. For the number four, free, the word free. So VST4free.com, where you can download all these virtual instruments that you can add on to digital audio workstations. And on there, right up at the top, they have this link to this video called Symphonia Britannica or Britannia or something like that. It is basically the history of electronic synth music in England. And I watched it last night. It wasn't at all in my plans, but when I saw the link, and I'd remembered seeing this link before, I said, darn it, that's what I'm going to do. So I sat back, put on the headphones, and watched this thing while lying in bed, and it just blew my mind. I recommend it highly to anybody who likes 1980s synth music. Give yourself a treat. Go and check this out. It's got some wonderful interviews. I won't tell you with who. I'll leave it as a surprise. And also how they reference or refer to Gary Numan. Anyway, I'll leave it. But just go to YouTube and type in, I believe it's Symphonia Britannia, and watch it. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful documentary. Well done. And I got to look for other documentaries of that ilk because I just love 80s music. To me, yeah, and that was it. That's what I wanted to talk about was a little bit of the closing ceremonies and bring up this video, this documentary. I'll see you guys around. Take care and have a wonderful Monday.